Okay, I'm Alison Ross. I'm the Business Operations Director for Hodder Education. What I'll do is give you an overview of Hodder Education because the background to the company actually sets the context for a lot of the decisions that we have made and the range of product that we produce. The decisions we've made are very particular to us, and what I'm saying here is how we've taken an approach. It's not actually, it may not be suitable for everybody because every business is very different. Hodder Education is just one of seven divisions within Hachette UK. Most of the rest of them are trade-based. We have over 1,000 employees across all seven divisions, as well as two warehouses serving not just us, but also third-party customers as well. Hodder Education is made up of three main subdivisions. We have a schools publisher, where we publish for secondary schools only under two different imprints, Hodder Education at our Euston Road office and Philip Allen at our office out in Oxfordshire. Tertiary covers our further education imprints, higher education and medical. Medical is covering from all levels, from reference, postgrad, undergrad, nursing. It really covers just the full spectrum of it. Consumer, the main imprint we have under consumer is Teach Yourself. These are B-format paperbacks. They've been on the go for about 75 years, teaching you, if you want to learn a subject at home, anything from feng shui to photography to learning a language, we have a book on it. Chambers sadly closed a couple of years ago, but we still have some of the content within the consumer part of the business. Adult languages are home learning again, but could also be used in further education environment. So a higher level, more complex, and can be actually built into the curriculum, excuse me. And Michelle Thomas is our audio-only product. No books, purely learning a language, audio. Central services are the areas that I'm responsible for, so it's all the bits that nobody else wants to do. Production, design, picture research, web, and also IT liaison. As I said at the outset, to give you an idea of why we have got to where we are, I've just decided to go through and show you some of our books, because the diversity of us as a business, going from schools to top-end medical, higher education, product that you'd also buy through consumer education in your high street stores, really does cause some major challenges within the business. This is just some of our school product, and what I'll show you is the covers and then the insides of the book. As you can see, four colour, fully integrated, Key Stage 3, aimed at the first and second year of secondary school, basically. Slightly older level, more straightforward pages, is better structured, you're not darting about the page quite so much, you can almost read in a very linear manner, whereas some of the previous product, you can't. You're very much dotting about from, say, key tips to other top 10 questions within the page, and you can read in a very fragmented way. It's just another one, again, highly integrated, and you may not read that in a linear manner. You could read it at any point that particularly interests you from the outset, basically. If I move on, tertiary, we take further education. This is actually very close to schools in a lot of ways, because colleges, some of the subjects are also taught at schools, never mind just in colleges alone, and the pages tend to be more integrated again. This is a slightly more simple one. Again, very integrated. Lots of images, tint panels. You could dot about the page again when you read it. You don't necessarily start at the top left and work your way through to the bottom right. This is just another of our products, again, within the further education. Different subjects, different levels, really drive the page layout and the design and the complexity of the page. Higher education, much more straightforward. Linear reading, up, down, tends to be black and white only. Very simple pages. You can see as I go through some of these, big difference from what I've shown in the first instances of our schools product. Medical, you'll be relieved to know I've spared you from some of our more gory titles with the rather gross pictures that my staff spend a lot of time looking at and screaming or making horrible noises. Common skin diseases, very straightforward title. It's a four-colour integrated title, but it's a single column. It starts at the beginning of the book and it's just up, down, up, down. Odd table, chapter opener, nothing too complicated within it. Even this, two-colour title, Looks nice design, very clean, but again, very straightforward content in the way that the content is displayed for the end user. The last title, again, even more simple, nothing complicated in it at all. And those, the page layouts really do drive the decisions that we have made within the business for how we have implemented our workflows, basically. If I move on, consumer, I don't have pages of these, just because we'd be here all day, frankly. But if I started at the far corner, Façon de Parler comes from our adult language range. Façon de Parler, the range of books within adult languages, very complex page makeup. As complicated as the school's title that I first showed you. Lots of images, lots of boxes, you would dot about the page when you would read it. Nothing straightforward on it, and usually a design-driven page layout. So instead of somebody setting it, as a typesetter would do, following set instructions, this would almost be positioned by a designer. The Teach Yourself title, which is the second title there, these are B format, black and white, text only, very straightforward titles. The only difficulties we have with these are some of the non-Roman fonts we have to use for the odd languages, Thai, Mandarin, Cantonese, etc. And we also have lots of tables of verbs, adjectives, you know, going back and forth, your old French tables, those sorts of difficulties. Chambers, we still have the Chambers dictionary. And then the last product is one of our audio products. This just gives you an idea of some of the cross, the Chambers product. Most of the Chambers product was derived from XML because when Chambers still existed as a company, they did use an XML database where they were generating XML for all their content from a major, almost bucket of XML or tagged content. We don't quite work in that way now because Chambers doesn't exist as it used to. This is Teach Yourself. These are just showing you a cross-section of the type of subjects that we do, and it is very varied. It could be anything from parenting straight through to Teach Yourself Thai. And then these are the adult languages, again, that are four-colour, highly integrated. Why did we decide to do what we were doing and review all our workflows? Pressure on the business, delivering lots of different end outputs. And those images were just some that my assistant put together earlier today. And I think it really sums it up, just the change from, if you go back to old wooden typeface through to hot metal, the different printing processes, and then through to where we're now trying to deliver content. And these, within 18 months, the changes in the production department I run alone have been immense, basically. You know, 2 years ago, we'd have been just delivering book content. Now, I talk to my team that they don't make books anymore in the sense of printed books. They deliver content for multiple outputs. And the only way that the production department is going to survive is if they can embrace that approach for the future. The biggest impact for us had been initially e-books, and on the shelves here, you can actually see across the top is some of our consumer product, pretty straightforward stuff, Teach Yourself to put into EPUB. But then as we move down it, we've actually got some tertiary products, psychology books. We have some schools, student revision guides. We've got access to history books aimed at 16, 17-year-olds. So we've now started to put into EPUB not just the easier books that most people associate with EPUB, straightforward fiction, those sort of things. We're now taking our backlist and mining our backlist and putting in more complicated titles. And some of those titles, the title, second from the bottom on the left, Gross Psychology, is about an 800-page book. It's double column throughout, lots of tables, charts, diagrams. You would dot about the page when you read it. And actually, we've now made that into EPUB. It's not been out without its pain level and tempers getting frayed, but we have done it. And it's about making the content available to all. The next slide shows you PDF, one of our more straightforward medical books. And actually, it is pretty, pretty straightforward. There's the EPUB version of it there. That was one of the easier ones. Sadly, I couldn't get hold of a Gross Psychology in time today. I've been out of various things this week. That's easy. That worked quite well. We then looked at our existing workflow, and I don't think there's anything shocking in it at all. It's very straightforward to anybody working in publishing and in a production department. In the old days, we'd have had a tagged manuscript or an untagged manuscript. Depending on who your author was, some departments still even actually get it handwritten or typed. Some people don't change how they work. It comes in as a Word file. It would be copy edited. In the background design, we'd be working up the type spec for the insides. They would do that. We're working in InDesign at the moment. That would be sent out to the typesetter or freelance designer. Why the difference? Page structure, page complexity, again, dictates the structure of the page and who would go to page. More complex, more creative, a designer. Simple, a typesetter. We go through the usual cycle, in theory, one or two steps. Depends who your author or your editor is. It could be much more than that. Going to page, corrections, revised pages, back, round and round you go. The area at the top is how we source our images from our own databases in-house, whether it be photographic databases or artwork databases, and then they're dropped into the pages. Come in as final pages, and then at the end, just over here, we have a PDF. And the very end area of this diagram is what we were struggling to work with. We were trying to generate universal PDFs to go out to third-party aggregators for our tertiary side of the business. So companies such as Overdrive, eBray, My iLibrary, Dossinaria, and we were having to take it from a print PDF, so okay, fair enough. So we set up a partnership offshore where they would convert our print PDF to a universal PDF. We'd be then be delivering at this point, we'd be going through to making books in a good old-fashioned way and putting them into our warehouse. But from here on in is our digital outputs. So we started working with the digital warehouse. And from the files that we have there, we were then able to generate outputs for the aggregators, Amazon Search Inside, because we worked on the specification and made the one spec fit all. Also for the school side of the business, we also output e-inspection copies. If you're a school, you want to see a copy of the book before you buy it. You used to send them out by post. You might get them back, you might sell them, you might never see them again. Now you send them a digital copy, you save a lot of money. If they adopt it, they usually get so many copies of the book free. So it was all a bit of a fudge and all quite hard work to even get to this stage here. We also do print on demand through that route as well for our tertiary side of the business. We then looked at the different areas of the business, and it goes back to the content that I showed you. And on our schools, highly integrated, really complex pages, we couldn't go XML first. So we're going XML last or back-end XML. Tertiary, reasonably straightforward. You saw the pages all straight up, down, all the way throughout the title. Appropriate for XML first. With the exception of further education, that tie to school's product is absolutely key. So we've taken further education and taken it with the same approach as schools and tied them together within one project. Consumer, Chambers was already XML, so I sort of given that nicely wrapped up, if only. Teacher self, we went XML first, and we've now applied that throughout the business. And adult languages is my next area to tackle, basically. And it will be taken, when I get time, to move at the same approach as schools, further education. Why? Because of the page layout. Highly integrated, complex pages. Where are we using this now? I've really started to sum that up to a degree. We have been on our tertiary side of the business working with XML-first workflows for many years. Large, multi-volume reference work, big medical tomes have been going that way for many years. But we only do about two of them a year. So, you know, for 5-6 years, it's not that many. We've now started applying XML-first to all our higher education and all our medical books. It is the way forward for us. Partly because of the end output. It's very much a chicken and egg situation. The end output, what are you trying to create, makes the demand for the workflow and the approach that you take. So we want to simultaneously publish CD-ROMs, websites, our e-books, and we also sell for those areas XML to third parties that we partnership up with. Our content is taken by other companies, and it's made available through some of the suppliers to on the medical side through pocket devices for students, basically. And we will actually just sell, here's our XML, here's our DTD, basically. TeacherSelf, we moved TeacherSelf to XML first about 2 years ago. Very painful. If you think of the number of subjects that we do about 500 subjects within TeacherSelf. And they can be the range of languages through to very simple titles. We had to go through and review all the content across the whole range and then come up with one standard list of content structure. It's working, but it was challenging. And now we push all the teacher self-titles through as EPUB, basically. So for all of them, we have an application file, a PDF, XML, and an EPUB output. Schools list, major difficulties, the level of integration within the titles. We will take a similar approach or process with it, and we're almost at the end of it now. But we won't go XML first, it will be XML last. Point at the end, Hachette in the USA have been working with XML first workflows for the fiction. Hachette, the rest of Hachette in the UK on the trade houses, so Orion, Little Brown, Children's, Hodder Headline and General. I'm actually involved in running a workflow project with them at the moment, which is about going to XML last. So it's about good working practice, content structure, and in order to enable us get to our EPUB in a more efficient way than we have been, which has been lots of people interfering and altering files and trying to muck it out and get it there at the end of the day. So that's underway, but is not complete. I've no idea the sort of audience I'm speaking to, so if I'm teaching anybody mixed, should we leave? I think the slide speaks for itself. It is a very simple explanation of XML. I'll read it out for those at the back. And this is a very, very simple version of it. Short for extensible markup language and is widely adopted standard way of representing text and data. It uses tags to associate information with each part of a document, for example, a book. It contains just text, but can also contain useful information about the document or different elements of the content. In book terms, this could be down to paragraphs, chapters, subheadings, etc. The tags are defined in a set of rules or a template called the DTD, which travels alongside the XML and allows it to be understood and interpreted for different purposes.
Good. Very good definition.
Very simple. What does it look like? This is just one of ours. This is one of our teacher self titles. If somebody actually handed me that to work with, I think I'd most likely resign. It's not, the detail at that level is not everybody's cup of tea. That's what it looks like in the printed book. It's data, it's tag content in the first slide, but it can be represented in one of many outputs, and that's what it's about. So what are we doing with schools? I thought I would focus primarily on that just because of the complexity of it. And it's one of the things that when I meet Sarah, she's always saying, oh, how can we get the school files because they're so complicated? And it's actually where as a business, we get a lot of requests for files for the visually impaired. And it's where the difficulties for us arise in trying to deliver this content. We're going to use the same approach as the XML first workflow. So what have we done? We want to be able to create XML at the end. Now, we will not create it for every title as they automatically go through the business. It could be for set series that we want to put into EPUB. It could be for titles that we want to sell the XML. It could be for titles that we want to use in a website, basically. But all titles will go through the process, and at the end, we will have a well-structured application file, a print PDF, and the ability to convert with ease to XML. So what we had to do, I mean, Hodder Education Schools Division must publish about 30 different subjects. And if you take into account the number of variables when you're working with that, of if you have 40 desk editors, we use 10 different typesetters, we have about 15 designers, and everybody, even though you may have good old-fashioned house style, everybody would have a different way of identifying things, and they all use freelancers. So put in a variable of they all use about 4 different freelancers. The number of variables about how a document could be set up suddenly increases tenfold. And if you start looking at even documents your own design department set up in InDesign, every designer has learned their way of setting up a design document and little tricks and things to make it easier. So when you get to the end and you look at all these variables and you try and then convert to EPUB or anything else, you get into a bit of a nightmare and a mess of trying to strip out content from it. So we started by taking all the content from all of our subject areas and trying to come up with one definitive content list. So what elements of content across all these books? Straightforward things would be a folio, a chapter opener, a paragraph, a text box. Well, at one point they had 200 text boxes, all called different things. At that meeting, I actually did get up and leave because they were all arguing about the names for text boxes. And my attention span's about the same as my 7-year-old daughter's, so I left. We've got it down to 10 text boxes now. A box is a box. You can apply anything to it. But we had to work through this pain barrier. We've now got a list, which has been made into a schema, so we've got names for all the different elements of the content, of about 250 elements, and it covers the whole of our school's content, basically. Now, no title will have all 250 elements, one would hope, but a title could have anything from 50 to 100. By the time you have teachers' tips, lists of verbs, different types of boxes, different elements within the page. So it's every single element that they wanted to have. We've now identified that. We've been working with a consultant on this. And how we've taken the approach is that we are not going to go to an XML editing tool in any shape or form because we're not going to be an XML first. We are going to be working in Word, basically. And because everybody knows Word. So why did we go for the XML last? Well, all the reasons are up there on the board. Ease of use. Everybody's familiar with Word. We didn't have to train them. We didn't have to bring in lots of new staff. We didn't want to get rid of our existing supplier base. Lots and lots of practical reasons. The digital content we can derive at the end output can be used on a wide variety of different platforms as far as we're concerned. We can repurpose. We can get down to a granular level of content by using the schema and the way that we have set up our content. The one format, the one workflow can just give us the diversity that we really need. We can reversion with ease within it. We can do rapid content creation at a granular level. We are trying to reduce our conversion costs and our time. We've been able to do our EPUBs quicker and easier by taking this approach. We've increased speed to market because it's good old-fashioned working practice. Well-structured editorial documents. Well-structured, all the typesetters know what they're getting. All our InDesign documents are better structured. They're all structured in the same way. So you don't have the typesetter going in and fiddling about with them to put in their variable. They have to work within what rules we have established. Conversion, if we want to go to XML, is much easier, and we have managed to future-proof what we want to deliver at the end of the day. This is just showing you one of our elements of how we have tagged our content. We created a Word template. The Word template has buttons or tags within it, and your editors will have access to only the number of tags or elements of content that they need for that particular subject, because we hide the ones they don't need. You don't want a copy editor working through 250. And then they will go through highlight and style, because it auto-styles the different levels. So you'll have a main header up there, a body of text, the body of box end, and we can apply our boxes automatically within this as well.
3 or 4 minutes.
That's fine. The next diagram is how our workflow has changed. I'll go over to the other side again, I'm afraid. We've now changed our contracts. The blue boxes are the documentation and the processes that we've applied within our own business. We've changed our contracts with authors that they have to work within the rigidity of what we want now. Quite often you get them very excited and they add lots of new features. Well, we work with the commissioning editor at the outset to identify the sort of features that should be used in that particular title, and then the authors will work within that. So contracts have been reviewed. Standard instructions, as I've just touched upon. Author's brief is much clearer. This area here, where we do some pre-work on a text design, checking our styles spreadsheet, we have a utility that we've created that will check our Word documents and tag content to make sure that nothing's been missed out, and it will give us a sample copy-edited tag Word file that we can import into InDesign. But going through the main flow, the author's brief will come in, the manuscript will be delivered, it would be copy edited, and when it's copy edited, that's where the styles will be applied through the Word template. We have a style checker that will check they've all been applied and that nothing has been missed, because if it's been missed, we've lost it for the rest of the process, basically. We've created user guides, step-by-step user guides for freelance editors, sample style books so that they can check what they're doing. We've changed all our copy editing briefs as well. The tag word file will go out to the typesetters. We're working with our InDesign, and we're now using the same styles or names in our InDesign files, so that when you import the text, we auto-apply the styles, which means that we're automatically applying the fonts, the weights, which is saving on our time and going page makeup as well. Some of our books, because of the layout, they obviously still have to play with the actual design of the page, but all your fonts and everything are automatically applied. Top areas where we're taking from our InDesign down, all our pre-work up there. We also create from the document a final style list, so any designer can check the names of all the styles that have been used to make sure that they miss nothing while they create their InDesign file. Then you go through that and you're back to the usual cycle of corrections. That's just life, I'm afraid. And then as we move through and we get to our final application file and PDF, the last area for us is our outputs now is that we have a cover and interior application file, a cover and interior PDF. We will supply our application file, which can be converted to XML. We will also either go straight from application to EPUB or XML to EPUB. We then, good old books, go into the warehouse. We have our UPDFs, which is for our third-party aggregators for the library market. Through our digital warehouse, we then have schools' titles actually going into the trade now. We have a agency agreement, which is through Apple, and how we supply our ebooks as Hachette, and that goes out to Ingram for them to distribute. We still do our e-inspection, we have our aggregators, Amazon Search inside. We're working on a portal for our schools' ebooks, and all of this has been driven to feed this. And the last stage of this is that we also have now put in a DAM within Hachette UK. And in the DAM, we hold an application file for both the cover and the insides of every title, a final print PDF, and depending on the area of Hodder Education, then we also hold our XML. As our business processes move through, then we populate. The more we move on,
DAMs,
because...
Tell people DAM.
Sorry, Digital Asset Management System. We are storing all our assets in there. It's searchable. The files that go in have metadata associated with them, so you can search by the ISBN, the title, keywords, key elements of the content. So if we're getting requests for files, we can actually pull them very quickly from there, rather than the good old-fashioned way of somebody having to ring the typesetter, who then takes 2 weeks and charges you 25 quid, basically. So this has gone in place. We were first to go live with it in September. The more titles we publish, the more we populate this, the easier it becomes to supply files as and when we are needed for them. That's me.
Great. Well done. While Hugh comes, gets out, because I stand up, anybody got any immediate questions about items? A question there for you, Alison.
So are you doing things like adding alt text to your figures, things like that?
In some areas, they are actually tagging figures on their medical books, yes, we're yes. Tagging figures to them to then flow into the page as and when necessary, but not in the figures.